morning and welcome back to the program. We are here with Pat. Pat was on with us, gosh, it's been, what, a year?
It's been about a year or so ago,
and Chris says, and usual appearances, that he's going to be in my program from 4 to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. He's going to make that come true. He's lecturing also coming up September the 24th on Catholic Powers to Attain Enlightenment. You know, we talked to last night with somebody who's a dream interpreter. He's talking about how dreams help in terms of showing us what our insights are. Is there some psychic connection between dreams and is there a connection between dreams and psychic phenomena?
Well, in our dream state, we are coming in a fourth dimensional awareness, where psychic energy comes in a sixth dimensional awareness, mystical power comes in an eighth dimensional awareness.
How many dimensions are there?
Well, that would go to infinity. We're on the third dimension right now. So you're moving into a deeper part of your consciousness in the dream state, and the dreams are directly connected to your autonomic nervous system, to your subconscious mind, and to your vibrational or feeling body. And so the dreams, to analyze those, can bring you awareness of your motivations and hidden blocks and things come out in dreams. And sometimes when the dream seems bad, it's not really a bad dream. I remember having a dream at one point when I was first on the path, and I was practicing. I wanted to be real compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing compassion and mercy. And I really worked that day on compassion and mercy. And that night I had a dream. I went down in this tunnel, and it was a railroad station, and there was a bunch of little kids down there. So I took a gun out and I shot all their heads off.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, this is a horror. When I woke up to this dream, and I said, this is a horrible dream. I mean, I'm down in this waiting for a train, and here's all of these little kids, you know, and shooting their heads off. Well, those were little habit patterns, and I was waiting for a new train of thought coming through, and they were the things that blocking the way. So it isn't always necessarily bad. Our dreams sometimes present a contrary.
So what is actually going on?
The psychic energy then comes from your psyche, not from your subconscious mind. It comes from an environmental part of your mind that incorporates your instinctive mind, your subconscious mind, and your conscious thinking mind, your mind of reason logic. And the experience through those areas of your consciousness, physical, emotional, mental, then give you a psychic makeup. But I've worked in this psychic field, but I work as a mystic, a
mm-hmm.
spiritual mystic. And as a mystic, then I use eighth-dimensional awareness, being able to transcend time and space, circumstance, to a point of detachment, or I use the frontal lobes of my brain rather than the back of my brain. Psychic energy comes from a part of the brain that's near the medulla oblongata, in the back of the brain. And mystical powers come in the frontal lobes of the brain. And so there's a difference of perception there. One is reflective, and mystic power is direct perception. So it deals with a different dimensional awareness.
And you help people awaken this within themselves? Or?
Yes, with the power of moving to the frontal lobes of the brain, and your clairvoyant abilities come on, your abilities to see inwardly and outwardly. And for some 9 years, I walked pretty much a pretty strict path on detachment and development of the third eye or mystic eye or the frontal lobes of the brain. And then in this year, I've been moving to a more universal level, more international type consciousness. You move from this individualization to the all. Our first practice to come on earth is to realize yourself as individuals. And then the second practice is to realize how we're one with all other things. Sometimes we make the first one, other times we don't. It's up to the individual to find their self, but not to get lost in that's it, and go on to see how you work with everybody else. I guess it's the top of the psychological ladder where we reach a maturity, where we're interdependent rather than dependent or independent. We reach an interdependent stage of consciousness.
How do we find ourselves and not become obnoxious about it? There are all these various seminars and things that people take, and they're, oh, hey, I'm finding me, and stepping on everybody else and saying whatever comes to your mind and excusing it because they've taken X seminar.
That's just me. Yeah, that's a cop-out. That's not the truth, because you are the master of your life. Our training that we work with is self-mastery, and you're not following this master or that master. You're following the master in you, the teacher in you, the best that's in you. You're doing the best you can. And a lot of people say, well, that's just me. Well, what they're doing is they're identifying with their habit patterns, their conditioned reactions, their defensive reactions. Those kind of things are all personality-oriented. They have nothing to do with higher consciousness or spiritual areas of being. And we just come through a big I, me, and my consciousness there in the 70s. It's dwindling out here in the 80s to realize that we all have to be together, that we can't be always saying my space, my this, my that, my God, my my money, my life, my food. You know, there's all this my, all these minds. Pretty soon those minds start blowing up on them.
Separates them.
So in our training, we teach the individual self-mastery first, to master their consciousness and then to be in a God-conscious state. And the word God takes a lot of people. I'd like to just explain what I mean by God. I see God as everything. Everything you see and everything you don't see, everything that is, was, and always will be, all in all, as all. And in the mystic power, we seek to merge with that consciousness, and there's nothing outside of that one. Within that one, there is a duality, and within that duality, there is a trinity force that works. The one gives off two polarities, so we have free will. Without duality, there'd be no free will. A lot of people say, well, why is there negative things in the world? Well, without negative, there'd be no positive. Without the bad, there'd be no good. There'd be no duality, no free will. There'd only be one way. And a lot of people don't want to get bound in one way. And they have to leave one way, which is their personality way, to come to the one way, which is all. And they move through these stages. The Trinity is like the creator, the sustainer, and that one which transcends it. In the ancient times, they said that as, like the Father starts the business, the Son carries on the business, and then those that come after the Son carry on the spirit of the business, you see, and lift it, lift the spirit, expand the spirit to the all. And so that's the way an individual creator may create something. Another individual may sustain it, but before it can grow, it has to go to the all, it has to go to every one of us, so that we all have that power, and that's the spirit part of it. And so we do have the duality, we do have a trinity, but there is still only one. And in the mystic power, we merge with that one and read from that
what
one.
What is the definition of mystic or mysticism?
Well, the mystic, instead of using the psyche of their individual being, they relinquish their individual psyche. They raise it to the collective consciousness, where your soul and your experience as a human is the same as my experience as a human. Now, we may have different personality experiences where we have physical, emotional, mental experience that is different. But as a human, we all have life. We all have a certain amount of days that we are working in. We all are here and have access to all. And we are limited to begin with by parental laws and by social laws and all of those. But when we leave home and go into the world, then we go to the world law. We go to the law of nature, we go to the law of the universe, and we transcend these other laws. But sometimes we never transcend them. That's the object of this type of training, is to clear the areas to transcend the parental law. Though the parent may have the greatest intentions, they may give us the wrong advice. They may give us the wrong clue, or they may have given us their shortcomings. And there's one point where we have to let that go and still love mom and dad, but still be able to be free as individuals. Then there's a point where we have social laws. Now, the social law where I came from was if anybody had a weakness, you played on that weakness. And in our society, well, if someone wore glasses, we call them four eyes. If someone was the preacher's son, we call them the preacher's son, you know. And we give them these other names. We have our family names, and then we got what the community gives us, you know. And there's a point where we have to transcend that to find ourself, our true self. So the mystic, what he does is transcend the personality levels and go to these universal levels of consciousness. He seeks to walk with God, talk with God, to see as God sees. God has no limit to seeing. And so the mystic seeks to have that type of seeing. The last time I was on the air, I read auras, the people that called in and answered. answered their questions about their either physical, emotional, mental, or their psychic, or spiritual, or creative levels. Anything they want to know about the past, the present, the future, business, personal, or social areas. And I do that not by my own experiences. I'd have to get off of that to read them, wouldn't I? And so the mystic, the psychic does a selfless service, but the mystic detaches himself completely, gives up the whole identity as an individual to go to the universal level. And so it's a different perception, a different way of looking at things, and it's a direct looking at light, and it's more like reading light. In the East, they have a word for that. They call it akasha, or the light record. And so what I do is I read the light of the individual, and I tune into the inner aura of the individual.
That was what Casey did to me. Take a look at
the record.
The Catholic record. You're able to do that.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, and that's what I've been teaching others to do. I think if we can look at each other, and there are no secrets, you can't play the game. You know, a lie appears in the aura as a kind of a mustard color, yellow.
You don't have to see people in order to say it. You feel the aura, or you see the aura?
What I do is I perceive the aura. If I was looking with my physical eyes, I'd be getting a radiation off of the body, and that's the outer auric field. If I'm looking at the individual with my inner eye, then I'm reading their inner auric field. I can see their inner auric field very readily, no matter where they are, and I don't have to have them physically present. But to read their physical aura, which is constantly changing, their outer aura to their moods, their thoughts, their feelings, that one is constantly changing. But the inner aura is constant, and it grows.
Mm-hmm.
As the individual gets experience in their physical levels, they get reds in their aura, and as they get emotional experiences, they get oranges. As they get mental experiences, they get yellows. As they get psychic experiences, they get greens. As they get creative experiences, they get blues. As they get into universal, they get indigos and those deeper colors of purple. And as they get into the freedom of their spirit, they get into violets and the universal field, that's cosmic conscious levels. As they get into the gold of their aura, and then they're getting into their mastery over mind, over body, over their life, over their destiny, overpowers, those kind of things. Then when they get to the pure state, the crystal, the white light state, then they're reaching a transcendent field where they're one with the spirit of humanity, one in a cosmic spirit that understands the realms of light. The spirit is beyond the realm of light, even though it reaches into light. Light is of the mind, and anything from the speed of light down is what we call manifestation, and has substance. And that from the speed of light beyond has no substance, which is unmanifest, is spiritual forces. They're not limited by form. And so that's the seen and unseen side. And then there's an aspect that's beyond that, which is we call God controlling all of it, so to speak. And so the mystic seeks to not be caught in the duality that looks from that one.
Well, why don't we see what your perceptions are, some of the listeners, and having them call in. San Francisco, 441-TALK. If you live in the East Bay, dial 832, again followed by talk. It's South Bay, 366-269. The North Bay is 454. Contra Costa County, 98, and in San Mateo, 342-TALK.
California, you've got to. You don't live life, you celebrate. And you brought California.
All right, kids, you're ready to News Talk Time. It's 421. We're back with Kat. Let's just spell T-A-T. And we'll line up the phone calls, and we'll go to them presently. Line one, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Go right ahead.
I'd like to find out about my inner aura.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is give me your first name.
Patty.
Betty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Betty.
Patty.
Oh, Patty. Okay, Patty. I'm just using him as a connection with the individual. As I'm looking now, I see in Patty, I see a light blue at the top part of her aura. I see a lot of yellow. I see some green mixed with the yellow on the left-hand side of her aura and towards the back of it. And then I see a lot of, it's like a rose, and it has some burnt orange to it. First of all, it tells me that you have high ideals and high-minded energy and creative power. that you think a lot. That's your secondary energy, that you have a lot of thinking mind. And the green mixed up with that shows that a lot of times you know what you're to do because you ask, gee, what shall I do? And you get it from your mind, but then you think it over and you do something else. This has been leading to bittersweet emotional energies when all you would rather have is love and acceptance and warmth, the human love. That's the rose color, and the darker orange due to that bittersweet emotional energy. And it's because you're taking your energies downwards instead up towards your creative power. So when you know something, take it up to creative energies, to your ideas and ideals, rather than down to your thinking mind.
Thank you very much.
Did that help you?
Yes, it certainly does.
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's go to Fine Film Marin County on KBO Cast. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mary.
Yes, Mary.
And I live in Sacramento.
Okay, Mary, what would you like to ask?
What you can see.
Okay, Mary. As I'm looking at your auric field, I see you have some violet through the top and some blue in it. I'm getting an awareness of a strong green field that goes all the way through the aura. I'm getting some black with white flecks towards the top of this field and a lot of rose in the lower parts of the field. I feel you're probably getting some healing energies at this particular point. The violet shows that you're a unique individual, that you are seeking to balance that for success in the world, your higher individuality, that you have a lot of creative power. You also think a lot. Your consciousness, as I'm looking at it here, I feel that you have some frustrated creative energy. Well, you wanted to be a writer at one time?
I wanted to be an attorney.
I see, because I get a lot of books, I get a lot of writing and that kind of energy, and I feel like that was one of your strong powers at one point, but you've kind of submerged at this point.
Well, I'm working in physical therapy now.
I see. So you're working with healing energy.
Yes.
That's where I picked that up, that healing force.
Well, I worked with the Casey Group and was told I have healing powers.
Well, do you have your Casey Group?
Yes.
In, what's it, Virginia? Where is that?
In Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Yeah, the violet shows that that attunement to that type of energy because it gives insight and perception and visualization abilities.
So going back to the Akashic Record, is your work at the Akashic Record, things of that nature? Isn't that supposed to tell you who you were in previous lives or where you lived and things of that nature as well?
Yes, you can find that out. Simply by going back through your own self. And you regress back through your own consciousness.
Well, what line should I follow now?
What line should you follow now?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that you should continue deeper into the perceptional areas of the of your training, into the more inner mystical fields of insight and perception, with religious overtones to that field, which is the violet. That'll pull you up to the use of the top of your aura. Psychologically, in the green field, as I said, it goes all the way through your aura. It shows that you have a balance worth inward and outwardly in your psyche already. And so the top part of your psychic energies are balanced. They may get a little confused with duality at the lower impressions with the outer fields, but you're clear inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also gives balance to others.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. Line 5 here on KJO Chat. Good morning.
Are you a psychic person?
I'm a mystic.
Can you tell me something about a figure? About my figure?
Sure. What in what area would you like to know?
Well, I would say job.
In your career? Okay, let me take a look then.
Pardon me?
You've been having some difficulty in that area, is this correct? For the last 3 or 4 months?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you been working to study some more technical line of work?
No, I've been working towards a promotion in my job.
I see. What I'm getting is there's a more technical or more tightening up, so to speak, of energies that's coming up, which gives you an opportunity of more authority. I see like you're going to move to an area that deals with supervision of other people. Are you doing that now?
That's what I'm aspiring to do.
That's what you're aspiring to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're moving from this difficult area. Remember, it's the darkest before the dawn. And what I'm picking up is there has been some problems here that are passing. I get around the 10th of September is the turning point, and this door is open till around the 7th or 8th of October. And so you may be taking some tests during that time period for your advancement. And it looks like the impulse at this point is about 60% to 70% towards management.
What about relationship?
Okay, as I'm looking, I'm feeling a lot of emotional tension at this particular point in relationships for you. I feel like you're striving and you feel like you're being pulled in a couple of directions. One for your personal and romantic level, so to speak, trying to balance that, and then trying to keep clear in the career orientation. So I'm getting a draw between these two fields. And is there two gentlemen involved here?
One.
One? Is there another man that's been making advances or something and wears a lot of brown, some dark blues, maybe stripes?
No.
That's around you? Okay. Well, I see someone that like that is trying to make advances, but I feel that's only a passing energy. You're married now, right?
No.
No? Hmm. Well, I feel a married situation for you. You're either in a situation that's like marriage or about to come into that field, is the impression I'm getting.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your call. Let's go to line 6 East Bay. No, it's definitely going to give you a tax. Good morning.
Hello? Yeah, this is me. Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I just quit a job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I have another job. And once I quit my job, I regretted it terribly. And it's just kind of sent me into a deep depression. And I start my job on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I even quit my job. I have been there for 7 years. Did I do a stupid thing?
Was this job in filing and...
No, this job was in social service work.
Social work, okay.
Human relations.
Yeah, I see a lot of files. I see you counseling people or something, and I feel what's happened.
I was really, really into senior citizens.
Yeah. What has happened, I feel like a lot of times when we seek to help others, we don't realize when they release something from their aura, it goes to those that are assisting in the release. And if we don't let those things go, then they become heavy on us. It means we take on other people's problems and those kind of things. And I feel like you carried a lot of that weight home and you wanted to get rid of it, so you quit the job.
The
weight left, and now you are looking at it and say, well, gee, why did I quit? It was the weight of all of those things that was on your mind and emotions that are released from another individual. You need to, when you're working in that way, you need to take and cleanse yourself every day and say, okay, I let these things go. I let them go to a higher force. I let them go to faith or God. I null them and I void them. I no longer need them. In Hawaii, in the study of Huna, we found out that every individual, when they think of something, got an attachment to something, they run a line to it. The Hawaiians call these aka lines, or lines of light or energy that leave our body and go to those things we're attached to. You were so in sympathy that these lines were being attached and draining your energy. Then when you broke the lines, you started getting your strength back. And that's when you started looking at...
The reason I called, I'm not getting my strength back. I regret quitting my job now, and I'm going into a new job Tuesday. And I didn't quit my job for that reason. I just couldn't mentally handle it any longer.
Right. And so what is happening now, the negative, is that you're grounding yourself out saying, I did something wrong.
Right.
And as long as you feel that you're wrong, then you've got two forces opposing, that perfectionist in you that wants to be right, and then the criticism or the critical one that is always condemning us for past mistakes. That's part of the skeptical wave in consciousness, and it is one that will drain your mind and will make you emotionally tired, and then...
KOME, that's Triumph and Magic Power. I'm Tex Wong. Good morning. Welcome to the Expressway program. Now, I don't know if we can really claim magic power here, but we do have a man who claims to be a spiritual mystic. And if you give us a call at 575-KOME, he'll tell you a little bit more about you. But before we do that, we got some business to take care of, eh, Joe?
Always look on the bright side of life.
If you want to know more about yourself and your potential, call the Rosicrucians in San Jose at 287-9171.
It's so cosmic. Okay. Welcome back to the Expressway program. My name is Tex Wong, and with us this evening, by the way, the phone number is 575-KOME. Ingrain that in your brain right now. Today we have a man who describes himself as a spiritual mystic, and he calls himself Tat. Now, Tat, that's short for something, right?
Yes, it's short for a name that's given to me by some of my teachers, Titinya Nanda, which means the bestower of gifts of liberated bliss, which is a mouthful.
Don't say that with a marble in your mouth. Okay, now, I'm looking at some of the literature here, and it says that you read the inner and the outer aura. If you could expand on that a little bit.
Well, mainly what I'll be doing is answering the questions of the individuals that call in and giving them some awareness of what is in their aura, which is... a field of energy, it's about the individual. It's usually not seen with the negative eyes, but an individual can be trained to see it. In fact, we've been traveling in the last 3 years in the United States, and we have a class which we call Aura, and guarantee people to either see auras or the money back.
You can guarantee them like that, huh?
Yeah.
So I guess you're saying then that the talent or skill is dormant within all of us.
Well, all of us have the power and see that way, but we don't all develop that. We don't develop our extra senses.
But we do have the potential for that.
Oh, yes. Every human being has potential for all.
For all?
For all.
For all. Okay. 575-KOME, the number to call. And we would like it if you keep it to one question. If you could keep it to one question, love, sex, money, anything, huh, Tat?
Well, what I do is I answer questions about the physical, emotional, and mental realms, their business, personal, social realms, any... thing that they want to know what's coming up, a past or present or future experiences, how to clear them or what's coming up.
Okay, I guess we can start talking to these folks now. We're going to go to line 3. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hiya, Ozzy.
Uh-huh.
How's it going?
All right. How
okay, Ozzy. Now, we've got this fellow by the name of Tad here. Would you like to ask him a question?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what is your first name?
Excuse me?
Your first name?
Ozzy.
Okay, now that's not her real name. Now, did you need her real first name here?
Well, something to communicate with.
Okay, fine. We'll go with Oz. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to have to keep to one question, but there is one big question I have. And that's, I want to be a lead guitarist, and I wanted to know if you think that it is possible for me to be famous someday.
Okay, as I look into your aura, first of all, I'm going to pick up some colors for you here. I see a lot of blue in the top part of the field. It also has in it some yellow that is penetrating into it, and then there's a lot of orange in the aura. It tells me that you're creatively orientated, and that you are also very emotionally orientated, and you're seeking to stabilize the energy between these two fields, your thinking mind, your confidence in yourself, and those kind of things. And so you have a high potential for creativeness, but the key is the control of emotions so that you can have confidence in what you're doing. When you have that confidence, then the emotional drive will bring you that success you're asking for. But the key right now is the emotional content being controlled more by your mind, by your will, and saying, okay, I'm going to do it, and get out there and do it.
Would you say she has to gain control of her own energies before she can start to project them? Would that be a fair way of saying that?
Yeah, one thing is that she lets other people affect her emotions,
mm-hmm.
and she reacts out of it quicker than being observant to it.
A little bit impulsive, maybe.
Yeah, a little impulsive.
How's that sound, Oz? Does that sound like you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks for the call.
Can I ask one more?
Well, real fast. We want to keep it to one call, okay?
Right.
And one question per call.
You think I'll ever meet Ozzy Osbourne? It's a rock star.
Do I ever think what?
If I could ever see. I also want to meet Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, will she ever meet Ozzy Osbourne? He's a rock star.
Well, the probability at this point is less than 40%.
Give us odds, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go down to the track tomorrow, then, right, Pat?
Well, what we see is... And when I close my eyes, I see a vision.
Uh-huh. And I do notice that he does actually close his eyes when he does this. So.
And I see a picture flashes
uh-huh.
in my mind, in my third eye or my mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And the intensity of that picture and the closeness to me tells me the degree of its impression in the individual.
Does the picture get kind of fuzzy, would you say, if it's not as apt to happen?
Well,
you have a 40% picture now, I take it, you know, like it's...
Part of her emotions wants to really get up there and meet him, but
uh-huh.
there's a part of her saying, well, maybe he's, you know, won't say hello or ignore me.
Or maybe even a disappointment. We tend to yeah. idealize the people that we, you know, we look at as idols. Very often we actually meet them, they don't meet our expectations,
right.
you know.
And we have a mental picture, and then when the physical
right.
picture is there, it's not the same.
Yeah.
So there's a lot around this individual, and then there's a mystery.
Mm. Yeah.
Around every star.
Yeah. And you lose that sometimes if you see them, and they're actually just people, and
right.
you lose all that. Okay, Oz, you take care, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. 575-KOME, we've got a letter. We've got a line open for you right now. You're about to get in and talk to Tat. Okay, let's just hit another line. Good morning.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay, welcome to the Expressway program.
Yeah.
Can we get your first name, please?
Ian?
Yeah.
I-A-N?
Okay, how old are you?
18.
And where are you calling from?
San Ramon.
Okay, what would you like to ask Tat?
How my sex life's going to be later.
Okay.
How's your sex life going to be?
Yeah.
It's on and off right now, as I see that you...
Yeah.
Are you on and off?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The energies I see here is the problem is in the emotional level of non-commitment. There's the desire to have relationships, but you don't want to go through all the rigmarole. You don't want to go through all of the court and all that. You want to get to it. And the women then feel used. So you don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to take your time and bring out your best qualities, and you have to merge in your emotions and your mind before you can merge physically.
Hmm.
And so...
Okay, now, I think the question as we hear it, Ian, is do you want a date or a time limit or what?
No, not really. I just wanted to see how it was going to be in the future.
Just, mm-hmm. The things are going to look up, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they will. They'll pick up. I feel that some of your goal orientations and things are taking your attention now, and you're going to be settling out within this next year, and some of the areas that have been a little rough for you in your relationships are clearing now. And I feel that I get a period around January, February where...
That's a long wait.
Yeah, where the... Well, I don't mean that he won't have any relationships before that, but
uh-huh.
I mean, that's a time when a deeper relationship seems to come into it.
Okay. How's that sound, Ian?
How about a business, man?